right. No, you aren't rising and dropping before you even get on the ride. That's just what happens when you drink at the Tower of Terror. I ate a hot dog inside of a baked potato, and yet I'm still alive. Find out how later. And my review doesn't even include the word lerv. Not that that's a word anyway. The infamous Match Game returns tonight, and we finally find out via streaming video if everyone actually has been cheating the whole time. If I didn't butcher that. You've read WDW News Today. Now you'll listen to WDW News Tonight. Work. Good job, Nick. Yay, yay, yay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to WDW News Tonight. I'm Tom Corliss, and you're still not. And that's still Nicholas Cicero, and I'm not.
Howdy.
And I'm somewhat free. But then
wow.
No, no. You're Ashley.
Oh, I got the seal of approval from the girlfriend. All right.
That's you and Josh, who everyone loves Josh.
That's good stuff right there.
All the News Tonight correspondence, anyway.
You always need the friend's girlfriend's seal of approval. That helps.
So we have no announcer.
No, we don't. It's all right, you know. Oh. It happens.
Yeah,
I chase people away.
You do.
It was me. I mean, she started. You know, first time she came to the studio. Then good. She was like, "Not gonna do that." I have to sit in there with Nick the whole time.
No.
Let me do it from home, and that still wasn't far enough away. So,
so now just not at all.
Yeah, not at all. Right. So,
well,
open casting call for. For a new announcer.
We'll talk about it next week. I'm not going to deal with it tonight. I'm going to drink some coffee. I didn't even have time to put it in my mug. But anyway.
You transferred the coffee to your mug?
I didn't. I said I didn't have time.
What mug you got today?
This is the brand new mug at Animal Kingdom. It has like... there's the park entrance.
I got that.
And the way. There's...
There we go.
Kilimanjaro Safari.
Look at that.
Snazzy.
Is Rivers of Light on there?
No.
Nighttime Safari?
Nope.
No? Daytime?
No, that mug has been delayed. Anyway, let's talk about news. Plenty of news to talk about. Of course, obviously, the biggest story of the week, courtesy of us at WWNT, as usual.
oh, yeah.
I'm so pompous. So it's no secret,
just
obviously.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. It's no secret that Hollywood Studios is pretty short on attractions right now. Just pick up a map and you'll see that. But they're also in serious need of food and beverage services right now, given the loss of many dining establishments. To better serve guests, they're going to be adding a themed bar/lounge at the Twilight Zone Tower Terror.
Exciting stuff.
Now, before you get too excited, though, the bar is not located on the beautiful balcony, probably to save the life of someone who might fall over the balcony. Possibly my ex, and it's not the infamous
fall protection.
It's not the infamous Tip Top Club from the attraction storyline either. Not going to be that, but rumor has it the bar will indeed offer Hollywood Tower Hotel themed beverages, at least to fit that 1930s theme. We don't know what they might be, but that's the rumor at least. The bar is going to be located actually at the exit of the attraction across from the photo pass area just before you enter the Tower Hotel gift shop. No word yet on if there will be seating, but the bar will be installed very quickly starting immediately. Glad to see the bar needs to be installed quickly. Maybe they should just send these guys over to Animal Kingdom after they're done with this bar. Maybe.
Those guys are working hard over there.
At Animal Kingdom or the bar?
Well... I guess
maybe
the bar
they're at
point.
The bar. Maybe that's a problem.
They're at the bar. Maybe they shouldn't have opened all these bars up before the construction was done. You know, Jack Lindsay.
Hey, it's a small world. It was built on martinis and cigarettes in, what, 9 months?
So I think that's true.
Maybe they need to let construction workers start drinking.
Motivation.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I kept seeing people comment how bad of an idea it is to serve alcohol this close to, like, a thrill ride.
Yeah.
I thought guests might get inebriated and get sick on the ride. This ride's at Hollywood Studios. People realize that, right? You could drink in this park since 1989.
Right.
half the people you're riding Tower of Terror with now are drunk. I wish that was even a monologue joke. It's really not. That's a serious comment. They're probably, half of them are probably have a beer or two in them. I mean, it's a park that serves alcohol.
Yeah, you think, I mean, is this going to become even more of a drinking park? I mean, if we get a cantina or something like that in Star Wars Land. Right. Well, I mean, so we're getting that. I mean, obviously.
But we assume there'll be alcohol. The interesting thing is Disneyland, other than Club 33, does not serve alcohol.
Right.
Hollywood Studios serves alcohol. So will we have a Star Wars Land that serves alcohol and Disneyland won't? I find that hard to believe. But will they lift the alcohol ban at Disneyland then?
You think that's more likely?
There's money to be made. I think it's very likely.
No, I'm just saying, you think it's more likely that they'll lift the alcohol ban at Disneyland than have one with and one without?
Yeah. Absolutely. Look at Magic Kingdom. They started serving wine at Be Our Guest with no problem.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm not surprised at the lifting the alcohol ban inside Disneyland. I'm more surprised at the fact that you think that would be their choice over having one that does and one that doesn't.
Yeah, no, there's money to be made.
Okay, so it's more about that. It's not the fact that they don't want one to have it and one not.
No, it's the fact that they can make money.
Okay, yeah.
As we talk about a story where they want to put a bar in an attraction. They want to make money.
They should serve cocktails on Star Tours.
Oh, boy. That'd like in-flight?
In-flight service.
Yeah, just shaking around, drinks pouring on people. Why not, right? So, anyway. Haunted Mansion Tsum Tsums. Yeah, going to be released at Disney Parks on April 15th. Coincidentally, also being released on April 15th, fanboys from their basement. Same day. I was going to go with a urine in fanboy underoos being released joke, but that seemed like a bit much, so I didn't do that. But anyway, but in all seriousness, April 15th, all those locations we told you about last month for the Pirate Tsum Tsums, you'll be able to get the Haunted Mansion series. But Disney also previewed there's a Fantasyland series this summer. These are exciting.
Yeah.
In the series, there's Mr. Toad, the hippo from It's a Small World, a carousel horse, Princess Minnie, and Maestro Mickey from PhilharMagic.
Yep.
Not in the Fantasyland series, surprisingly, the Be Our Guest pastry dish. Even smaller than the other Tsum Tsums.
Nice.
Like a mini Tsum Tsum. Really small. If you want early access to these Tsum Tsums, you can go to a special upcharge.
That's a joke.
That's
right?
A joke. Yeah, that's a joke. I like that you had to ask.
No, that could be perfectly. I could see a ticketed Tsum Tsum event. That is totally.
Gotta work better than the Sunday Vinylmation Day, right?
Totally.
That went well. Remember that?
Yeah, of course I remember that.
If you go to WWNT.com, you can see both of these series. These are pretty cool. I like these.
All right. I really like the Pirates ones. That was actually the first Tsum Tsum set that I bought in full. Pirates.
I actually bought the attraction ones. I bought the monorail ones. I like those.
I don't really care for the Haunted Mansion ones. There's not that much character to them for
they're
me.
All that blue ghosty color, which I don't really care.
But I'll be into the Fantasyland ones.
I'm getting the hippo.
Yeah. PhilharMagic Mickey. Yeah, I can see doing that.
Princess Minnie's.
So let me know when tickets are available to that event. Should I just give you the cash you can buy my ticket for me?
Anyway, I'm going to move on. Created especially for Disney Parks is another line of merchandise you can check out at WWNT.com. The Kingdom Couture collection was designed using luxurious fabrics and intricate details. The result is an elegant yet comfortable apparel and accessories in the first quote-unquote premium line of apparel and accessories for the Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort. So just think, everything you bought before at a Disney park wasn't premium, it was just priced. I mean, real, Castle imagery can be found throughout the line. The Kingdom Couture Spring Collection arrives in select merchandise locations in mid-April. Additional Kingdom Couture items will be introduced later this year. That means select apparel and accessories for a season may only be available for a limited period of time at Disney Parks. You know, just like Stitch's Supersonic Celebration. Limited time.
So this is like the female version of 28 in Maine.
Only probably far more expensive.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what I expect.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they're taking it pretty seriously. I don't know. It's like nothing about it screams Disney parks to me, but I don't know if the average guest actually cared.
Well, maybe not the average guest. I will say I do have female friends that are Disney fans, yeah, and they are not excited about this.
No, I think they're ugly.
Yeah, they're meh. You know, normally yeah, people that I know that would freak out about new awesome Disney clothing, No, not doing anything for them.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So if you're visiting Walt Disney World, you could look for the collection at World of Disney and Disney Springs Marketplace at Disneyland Resort. You'll find them at Vault 28, the Fortuosity Shop, and Elias & Co. And select items may also be found on the Disney Parks online store via the Shop Disney Parks mobile app, or you could just send your personal shopper. Get it? Because it's for rich people.
Okay. No, that's all right. No.
They all can't be winners.
No, no. Sure. They
move on.
Nope.
Reimagined take on turn-of-the-century ice cream parlor set to open this spring at Disney's Boardwalk Inn. Ample Hills Creamery. Ample Hills, which I thought was one of the clubs on OBT originally. Come on, Ample Hills? Who named this Ample Hills?
I need a sounder for token OBT joke of the week.
What does that even
mean,
Ample? That's not an actual place. So Ample, it means a place with hills, a lot of hills. So
it does. There's bumpy ice cream. Yeah. Rocky Road.
So anyway, it's a Brooklyn-based company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because everyone knows there's a lot of hills in Brooklyn. Most of them made of garbage. But anyway, I live there, I know. A company known for their creative approach to all things ice cream will open its first location outside of New York City at Walt Disney World. And the new Creamery, which Creamery, I believe, is also a place on OBT, will be...
Poor OBT. It's such a bad rap on this show.
Man.
Trying to clean their image.
Yeah, we'll be located... Not... Never mind. I was going to say something, but nope. We'll be located on the boardwalk next to the ESPN Club overlooking Crescent Lake, a short walk from Epcot and a depressing post-Hollywood Studios boat ride away. Guess there was nothing there. Well, let's go get some ice cream, Jimmy. We can think about all the things that will be open after we leave. Guests will be able to peek into the promenade-facing kitchen windows where ice cream and mix-ins will be handcrafted. The old-fashioned way, you know, with gluten.
So, good old gluten.
So, fun fact, they don't really do a whole lot of allergy-free stuff, so it's going to be interesting to watch.
Good thing Michelle's not here. She's very anti-gluten.
Is she? See, yeah. Ashley actually has a peanut allergy, a nut allergy.
Mm-hmm.
But she was, like, looking over what this company makes, and nothing they make is nut. I imagine for Walt Disney World, they will probably have to come up with something.
Yeah.
But, anyway. So inside, guests can sample as many flavors as they like, including signature creations such as ooey gooey butter cake, coffee toffee coffee, malty salty pretzel punch.
I don't know what the punch part is.
Cotton candy. Go, come here and I'll show you.
That sounds like
cotton
a weird
candy.
Sexual position.
Right. Anyway.
Did you ever try the malty salty pretzel punch?
Can we go in there? I can't say the word douche on the air. But you're going to say that. Anyway,
got
never
one of those
mind.
On OVT the other day.
Jeez. Anyway, now I lost my place. Cotton candy, which for some reason didn't get a fun name, and more. They're even working on a special one-of-a-kind flavor developed exclusively for Walt Disney World. The flavor of greed.
Can we
the flavor is green. It's the stupidest joke.
No, it's the best.
The flavor is green. Just going to crack ourselves up the rest of the show, folks. Mind us.
Speaking of crack, can we do a... Can we do a WDWNT meetup at OBT, like on OBT?
Under no circumstances.
So that out-of-towners can get a feel... For OBT, and then they'd understand these
jokes. I could
jokes.
Give the OBT history walk.
That'd be amazing.
God, anyway. OBT, for those unaware, is a rather sketchy part of Orlando.
Yeah, thanks.
With a lot of very seedy motels and other type establishments.
Adult entertainment.
Yeah, so there you go.
On every corner.
You weren't aware, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's a nice scenic route to the Florida Mall.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so far the mall's right there.
It is?
And theme park. Moving on before we lose the sponsorship. All right.
That's a great safe place.
Next story. Disney Legends luminaries and special guests will be taking fans on an incredible journey November 19th and 20th at Walt Disney World. It is another Destination D, Amazing Adventures. Since Walt Disney first brought his groundbreaking true life adventures to the big screen, adventure has played a pivotal role in Disney entertainment, from the Jungle Cruise to Pirates of the Caribbean to the Planet of Pandora, which will soon asterisk be unveiled at Disney's Animal
Kingdom. Avatar joke of the week!
The funny thing is, it wasn't even a joke. Like, there's like 40 asterisks in this story that things are subject to change. Maybe they should have put that on like the Rivers of Light page on WaltDisneyWorld.com. Maybe. I don't know. So anyway, this year members of D23 are invited to join the excitement, a celebration of these landmarks of the past, present, and future. The 2-day event, of course, taking place at Disney's Contemporary Resort. Presenters and panelists include Disney legends Marty Sklar and Tony Baxter, Walt Disney Imagineers Joe Rohde, Chris Merritt, Jason Grant, and Wyatt Winter, producer Don Hahn, and Walt Disney Archives director Becky Klein, plus more to be announced. Mickey's of Glendale, the famed Imagineering store, returns with a pop-up shop for event attendees, featuring a selection of Walt Disney Imagineering merchandise as well as limited edition pins, apparel, and collectibles themed to the event, and things you once loved that were replaced by Frozen. Highlights will include, here are some of the presentations, new Walt Disney World adventures from Soarin' Around the World to Rivers of Light. Get an insider's glimpse into the latest experience across the Walt Disney World Resort as Disney Imagineers provide a behind-the-scenes look at new, delayed, and upcoming entertainment. Disney's Animal Kingdom, evolving a new species of theme park, where you could explore the origins, incredible evolution of Disney's Animal Kingdom from early concepts until the 5 p.m. close. Magic Journeys, 45 years of Walt Disney World Adventures, celebrate the 45th anniversary of Walt Disney World with a nostalgic journey through some of Vacation Kingdom's most unique and fondly remembered adventures, horizons, and journey to imagination, as always. Because I'm not sure why they just don't say it. Look back at Walt Disney's True Life Adventures, where you can join historians on an expedition through the landmark True Life Adventure series, which earned the Disney Studio 8 Academy Awards and several animal rights violations. And the art... look it up. It actually happened. Sad. The Art and Adventures of Mark Davis, where I'm not going to make a joke, because you could discover the adventures of... Adventures of artist, animator, and Disney legend Mark Davis with Chris Merritt, who's authoring a book on the Disney legend. So there you go. The weekend event's going to take place in the Convention Center at the Contemporary. Tickets are going to go on sale next week, April 21st. Tickets are $190 each for Gold and Gold family members. That's $40 more than an after-hours event for those keeping track. Tickets are also available to D23 general members for $250 a ticket. All guests receive a special gift created exclusively for the event, and attendees are guaranteed seats at all panels and presentations. A limited number of Wilderness Explorer VIP tickets also available, which includes early shopping and exclusive event evening experience on November 18th, reserved seating for all presentations, a special gift bag, unique collectibles, and more, the more likely being caviar. I'm joking. It's just a bottle of water. Don't be ridiculous. Anyway, that's what it was at the last one. Further details will be available soon, and the schedule will be coming out. But I'm excited. I know these are expensive, but compared to Expo, I always feel like I get my money's worth. I always have such a good time at Destination D. For people like us, it's what we want. We just want to sit and hear panels with people. Yeah. And they talk in a tone that's very much, in most cases, catered for us. Like, they don't talk down to you, even less so than Expo panels, where it's kind of for the mass audience. I like that it's clearly put together for people like us, and it just... I know it's expensive, but it's always worth it.
Yeah, there's a lot of places you could go to learn, you know, about Disney history, things like that. But this is, like you said, I never really, I guess, thought about that before. But it is. It's a much different atmosphere than the Expo, because they're talking to people who may have never heard the story before. Here, they know you have a base knowledge.
It's
probably
not being filmed for prosperity. And, you know, it's a one-time thing, and they're really fun. But anyway.
Yeah, no, they're a lot of fun. Definitely check it out. We're going to play some match game in a little bit, Tom, next hour.
Yes, turn a match game.
So we'll give you...
First time in video.
Yeah. Ooh, that's scary. We'll give you details on that. We'll let you know how you get in touch with us and be a contestant. We're not taking contestants until the 10 o'clock Eastern hour, next hour. But you call us anytime, 407-774-8255. If you'd like to talk, we got some guests coming up in a little bit. And also a little bit about what we're angry about and what did Tom eat.
All right, welcome back. WW News Tonight, live, AM 1520 WBZW, and at listen.wwnt.com. And hi.
Hey, hi.
What? What are you doing over there?
Fine, just a radio show. What are you talking about?
What were you doing during the break? Is everyone was commenting about you doing a crossword puzzle or something?
No, I was doing nothing, just audio. Stuff, radio stuff, you know.
Radio stuff? What? Take it out. What was it? Let me see what you're doing. Was it a crossword puzzle?
No. It was just this is a little something. You don't need to see it.
No. Take it out. Let's see what it is.
You want to see? Huh?
Looking at the little screen. Let's put you. Hold on. I can put you up on the main screen here.
Just a little doodle.
Are you coloring?
No. That's well. Yeah.
That's not a doodle. You're coloring.
A little coloring.
Why?
You like it?
You're coloring during the commercial
break. You like
break.
It? It's good. Hey, got a little...
You're not even coloring in the lines. How old are you?
That's really not relevant here. Really not relevant.
And I'm sorry, was one of the trees purple? Why was one tree purple?
Just because. Well, creativity. See, you want to stifle me, Tom. I don't really conform to your pre-existing boundaries. I don't need this. I'm just relaxing. Does that have stickers? You need a sticker. I think that one's done. Do some different ones later. You look a little perturbed.
Oh, I'm annoyed.
A little bit angry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
I have access to the entire curse word library. This new console is done.
It's a damn poor mind indeed. Can't think of at least two ways to spell a word.
No privacy. It's all around this place.
I don't like Sam.
I don't like Jane.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was dead.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
There's a little find a word. We could do that together later during the next commercial break if you'd like.
Well, I'll come over there to your camera and people can watch us
find a word.
Play children's games in that weird color.
Children's games? I don't know why you didn't give me this book earlier.
I'm really mad at that. So I want you to go first. I have a long rant to go on.
My madness actually is an extension of madness that I had a couple of weeks ago, but I realized the extent of this mess, and maybe someone out there can actually help me with this, because I don't know if I'm the only one experiencing this. I guess what I've come to find out is, I don't know, maybe sometime last year or whatever, Disney decided to merge or do something with all their online accounts.
Disney accounts. You sent me such a long text about this.
This is insane. This is insanity. All right. So, over the past couple weeks, I've realized that my Disney movie reward points gone. When I logged into there, I have nothing. I have no order history. I'm not a D23 member anymore. I went to renew my D23 membership. I'm not even a member, according to them, anymore. I can't renew. They're asking me to buy a new membership. All right? I went to make fast passes on the computer the other day, and I couldn't because it's telling me that my account's not linked. And I took my magic band, I took my card, which work in the park, I know they do, and I tried to link them, and they say they're already linked with another account. And I have no idea what account they're talking about, because I go online, and when I log into the app, I use my email address and my password, and I use that same email address and password to log in online, and it allows me to do it, but the accounts aren't talking to each other. I'm erased. All I have...
This sounds like a great thriller movie where you're just erased from, like, all the Disney accounts.
I don't know what they did. So my PhotoPass, I can't see my PhotoPass photos online. I can only see them
Niccolo
on the app.
Cicero used to exist, and then Disney had him erased.
Oh, my Disney movie anywhere? Oh, all my movies that I can watch anywhere? I can't,
now you can't, watch,
can't
them
watch them anywhere. They're gone. They don't exist.
Oh, I love it.
So I don't know. I doubt there's one central place I could call that's going to fix all this. I'm probably going to have to talk to each one individually.
Bob, it's going to go all the way up to Bob Iger.
Mr. Iger.
Thanks, Shanghai, for unlinking all of Nick's accounts.
It really is. And obviously, you didn't have this problem. I mean, I know you at least have a D23 membership and obviously a Disney account.
I caught it before it did it.
You knew that you knew something was happening?
I saw there was another account. Like, it logged me into Disney Store one day. I was trying to buy something.
Disney Store, that's another thing. It has no record of any of
my
purchases.
And I saw it was an account that wasn't the usual email I use. And I switched back to the other one, and I, like, deleted the other one. Yeah, at this point, you're kind of in trouble, though.
Yeah, now I'm doing stuff on two different accounts. Really, the most important one is I want the online Disney account that, you know, with all my tickets linked to it to talk to my app. That's the most important one.
Now the app works.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't even talk about this.
So seriously, if anyone out there has experienced this, cause I really can't be the only one. But, I mean, you know, I think only people who really use all the Disney online products would notice. And I like how everything's connected. But it also, I think, in doing that, they shifted things through. And in fact, Disney Movie Rewards, because I had a problem with one of my rewards, they then sent me an email saying, yeah, we'll replace that reward, but it looks like you have two accounts, so call us. So, like, all this spring from that.
In the chat, someone wrote, this is what happens when he goes... sunglasses outside the line.
I'm gonna try to relax with them. Find a word.
Oh, Tom, good, because I've got something to rant.
You tell
about
us why you're angry.
I'm sure I'm gonna. If you couldn't find anything for Who Hates Tom Now last week, you're gonna find it this week. Jason hasn't put me up, so I'll put myself up.
Is he a word?
Present to everybody. There we go. Can we talk about something, everyone? California Food and Wine Festival is the thing that's happening. I just happened to see on Twitter, like, I figure you have presentations at the Food and Wine Festival. I've seen a fair amount of presentations at the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. These are usually chefs, people who have written cookbooks or something related to food.
Prominent people.
Experts.
Emerald.
Yeah.
Gidea, or whatever her name is. Gia. Yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, her.
So... I look on Twitter and I see there's a presentation being given by people from the Disney Food Blog. The Disney Food Blog. This is an unofficial fan site.
That it is.
About dining at Disney Park. And mind you, this is the site that brought you... I wanted to make sure I did my research this week. This is the site that brought you such riveting pieces as the worst ketchup in all of Walt Disney World. This is literally a piece about how bad a particular ketchup was at Cruz Cup, which Cruz Cup, by the way, is the most wonderful restaurant. So first of all, if I may comment, number one, Cruz Cup is attached to Yachtsman. Yachtsman is a steakhouse. A fine steakhouse. You know what you do not put on fine steak, Nick?
Ketchup.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. But, all right, so here, hold on a minute. There's actually a comment in here. Hold on here.
Mm-hmm.
There were several problems she had with the ketchup. Problem number one, getting the ketchup out. Problem number two was the taste. There's a such thing as too much tomato. I don't even know what that means. It's ketchup. It's literally, like, the only and main ingredient. in many cases. Problem number three, the texture. But there's somewhere near where she says sometimes they even like it with steak.
Yes.
This is a person who supposedly is professionally reviewing food. But beyond that, there's another piece I have here.
And I will say, real quick, in Dixon's defense, Dixon is the type of ketchup.
Yeah.
According to their website, they are only served at upscale restaurants and hotels.
It is an upscale ketchup.
It is.
If you really need ketchup with your steak at Cruise Cup.
It's actually produced by Smucker's.
God knows you don't.
So you know it must be good.
With a name like Smucker's.
Has to be good.
A name like the Disney food blog. You know, never mind.
No.
So, yeah, I'm sorry to be mean again, but...
You are. Like, you're being a little mean.
It's time to be mean again.
People like the Disney food blog.
I know people do. People need help. So there's another thing. I told someone in the community, I'm not going to single them out. There's someone else in the community that has similar feelings about the Disney food blog. So they sent me one of their favorite things in recent memory from the Disney food blog. So Disney food blog went to California Grill and ordered, it's called the caramelized spring onion soup. Soup is a velvety smooth, blah, 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 blah. It's supposed to be served with a marinated jumbo lump crab meat, which she requested be left off. Jumbo lump crab meat, which sounds like a fairly main ingredient because... Newsflash, it is the main ingredient in the piece. Garnish of spring onion oil further intensified the flavors, and a crouton topped with Gruyere cheese gave a nod to traditional French onion soup. This one was fine but not great. The flavors were there, but it just didn't capture my attention. I have an idea as to why it maybe didn't. It's missing the main ingredients. There might be a problem with the flavor. I mean, listen, she's very nice, and I have no personal problem with her. My problem is more with Disney at this point. My problem is more the fact that, number one, she knows what she's doing. This is a person who isn't really a Disney fan, and she's made a tremendous amount of money. Very smart businesswoman. She made a tremendous amount of money off this site. It's doing very well. In some respects, I'm actually kind of jealous because I feel like for knowing as much as we do, we should be doing better in the food department. And that's why we're starting to post more reviews and things like that. But there's a serious conflict of interest with Disney here. These are supposedly independent sites who cover you as journalists, whether it's a blog or not, whether it's printed newspaper or television or a blog, it doesn't really matter. You are posting reviews, which are supposed to be respected by the people who read them. You don't negatively review anything whatsoever, and which is why Disney is allowing you on a stage and their park to come talk about things. This is insane. This is insane. And this is not me being bitter. There's no reason WWNT should be on a media list. You know why? Because I make their lives incredibly difficult. We break a lot of stories and we put a lot of things out there that probably Disney would rather be quiet. But honestly, that's, I think, part of our job. That's part of what we do. And I'm okay with not getting into certain media events because we do our job. Because that's the way I am. So I'm not mad that I didn't get invited. Stop typing. You're muting me again. I'm not mad that I don't get invited to anything. I'm mad that Disney is inviting people who are supposed to be reviewing, unbiased reviewing of their product, putting them on a stage in their park during an event. That obviously means there is a bias. There is something going on here, and there's a much bigger story behind all this. It's no different than when they were in Lou Mangiello's back pocket or the other things that go on in this community that probably no one necessarily wants anyone to talk about. But this is the most blatant. I've never seen Disney straightforward basically invite a fan site to present publicly at a Disney event. It's just, I don't understand the situation. I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm angry about it. I'm uncomfortable with it. I think it sets a dangerous precedent. And, but I think you have a duty as an independent site, if you are covering something, to be fair and critical and honest. And I feel like people aren't, just to keep press credentials or get opportunities like this. And I think it's, honestly, it's kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm angry about, and if people want to hate me about it, that's fantastic. I certainly have no shortage of people who already hate me, but and again, it's nothing personal against her. I think it's just she is the example because it's who it happened with. And certainly when Lou seemed to be getting preferential treatment, we talked about it. And
Yeah. Well, it's a business, and they know how to work their business. They know how to do that. If that's what they want out of it, then that's what they can get out of it. I think there's a large portion of the fan base that does know better. I mean, that knows who's who.
There's honestly sites that I don't particularly care for that do a much better job. Like mm-hmm. All Ears. I don't care for All Ears. They do a very good job. The Diz, which I don't have any good or bad feelings on either way, but I think they do a tremendous job. Obviously, Josh, who we have on all the time, does a tremendous job. I think there's so many good sources of information out there that I think you're inviting someone, what's supposed to be a presentation that's for, what's the word I'm looking for?
Experts
or people in the field, and you're inviting people who really don't fit that in any way, shape, or form. And I'm not trying to disrespect what they do. It is a blog at the end of the day. But if you're being put in that situation, you are now being held to a higher standard, I think.
It's very different than getting press credentials. I will say that.
It's like, far it, beyond
it's
press credentials.
That next level.
Do they give press credentials to whatever? I mean, that's sort of open game. But this is never – I've never seen someone from an independent fan
site. This is an endorsement.
Actually be endorsed and present at a Disney event. It's somewhat on the insane side.
Mm.
It's, again, a dangerous precedent. But I don't know. And also, like some of these reviews are just not – I don't know. They're not. Some of them are not well written, and like I don't know. For Disney to endorse something that I feel like they're not even necessarily paying attention to the content so much as the tone, and they like the tone, and they're okay with it, and they want to put their stamp on that. That's fine.
But it is Disneyland, so meh.
Disneyland, I feel like even less so than Disney World puts up with that kind of stuff. So I'm even more surprised that it happened at Disneyland. Disney World, I'd be less surprised, but especially with the local audience there, I'm surprised. I feel like the local audience there would boo them off the stage.
Wow.
Like that, they're diehards, man. I expect far more out of the Disneyland crowd, honestly. But whatever, I'm sure Tom's the bad guy for bringing this up, but whatever, that's what I'm worried about. As always.
All right, well, you got me a little hungry, Tom. So I kind of want to find out what you ate.
Yeah.
Okay, crackpot, let's get cooking.
Let's do this quick because I know we're running behind schedule. We have guests coming on shortly. I want to quickly talk about this. There's going to be a review on the site of the one thing there is a review already. I'll start with the good thing. Sweet chili glazed chicken breast nuggets, new at Oasis Canteen at Hollywood Studios. These are not as good as the buffalo ones.
All right.
But I like spice over flavor more often than not. I like spicy things.
They look delicious.
The buffalo ones were a little spicier that they used to have at Backlot Express. These are not at Backlot Express. This is the little booth over by Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular at Hollywood Studios. They're really good. Obviously, as it says, they're sweet chili glaze, so they're sweet and spicy.
Mm-hmm.
They have almost like a Chinese-style restaurant flavor to them.
That sounds like a sweet Thai, kind of like a Thai sweet chili sauce.
Kind of, yeah. But definitely a huge improvement over regular nuggets. I would go and order this again. And while they don't come with fries, you could read it. I have a more in-depth review.
Yeah, chips and celery.
The celery and carrots were not good. I don't know what's wrong.
All right, but this next item, come on.
So at the Grand Floridian, if you go on the right day to Gasparilla Island Grill, they have a hot dog that is served instead of a bun, it's served inside of a baked potato. A loaded baked potato.
That picture looks amazing.
It's called the Idaho Dog. Yeah, I tweeted about it yesterday. The Idaho Dog, it is surprisingly good. Like, it's really good. Like, you wouldn't think they'd blend so well, but I guess it's kind of just like having
it's
a meat topping on your baked potato, which really isn't an odd thing. It's a hot dog.
One of the meals, like, I used to, because I don't really eat hot dogs anymore, but, like, one of the meals I definitely had as a kid and growing up were, like, diced potatoes, like some onions and maybe some diced peppers in there, like sauteed with chopped up hot dog kind of thrown in there. And so potato and hot dog, I'm used to eating that together. Right? It does. So this is a no brainer.
No, it is. It's a good meal.
Now, does it actually stay together? Like
no.
No, okay.
I got like two bites and then it fell apart and then we just ate the rest with fork and knife.
Figured.
So, yeah, I mean, that's how that goes.
But you'll get those reviews, like you said, up at WDWNT.com, I guess?
Yes. You'll lerve them. I don't know when to quit, do I?
No, you don't, but that's okay.
Jason's face is... Oh, because Jason put up a picture. There it is. There's the Idaho dog before we destroyed it. Jason, could you give us the... can we get the aftermath picture? It should be the next tweet. The one where I say the horror. Oh. It might take him a minute to put up, but... do you eat it like a hot dog or with a fork and knife, someone asked. We started eating it like a hot dog, and then very quickly it disintegrated. So, yeah. Someone right. in the chat said, help us, Tom. I've never
All right, so you can see those photos at WWNT on Twitter. We're gonna take a quick break. When we get back, we'll have a couple guests on the line. Ken and Lynn are going to stop by. They're the authors of a great book, Cleaning the Kingdom. We'll learn all about what's in that book and some interesting stories in there. And we'll hear about those when we return. You're listening to WDW News Tonight. Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. As always, we're running a little bit behind, so we're going to get right to...
Surprise.
Right
Just like
to
rivers
guest.
Of light.
Thanks, <We're> Shanghai. All right, I guess tonight our co-authors of the book Cleaning the Kingdom, Insider Tales of Keeping Walt's Dream Spotless. I want to welcome Lynn Barron and Ken Pellman to the show. How you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well.
Yeah, same time. It's fine. You know, this book was pretty interesting. From taking a look at it, hearing some of the tales that you guys had to tell in these roles in this position at the park. You know, whoever wants to start first, how did you kind of come up with the idea that this would be a fun book to write and bring these stories to the public?
Well. Kim and I worked together at Disneyland Custodial, and we would work every day and just see different things throughout the day that were funny or just that popped out in our, you know, that we thought about. And I said, man, we need to write this stuff down. And Kim said, oh, I'd love to do a book someday. And we each kind of quit Disneyland and, you know, for different reasons. And a few years later, we started a podcast. Called The Sweet Spot, and that gave us an opportunity to talk more, and we decided let's do a book about our time working at Disneyland.
So you actually kept notes like with this in mind while you were still working there?
I sure did. I was writing down things as they happened and just keeping a detailed journal of some of the things that I experienced. Yeah.
That's cool. Now, all right, so you talk about the basics like Cleaning the Kingdom. That is this like something that's instilled in the workers there? Like, is this something that is, you know, called upon as a very important role behind the scenes that your average guest may not think of on a day-to-day basis?
Well, cleanliness is one of the foundational reasons Walt Disney built Disneyland. You know, everybody said, well, how's your venue going to be different from all the existing amusement parks? And you said, it's going to be clean. You know, that's one of the differences. And so, yeah, it's very important. And it's everybody's job to keep the place clean, everybody who works there. But, of course, it's the custodial people in particular. It's their job in particular to keep it clean.
Now, take us through some of maybe...
I was going to put them on the spot and ask for some of the more
stories.
Specific, insane, or crazy stories, because that's what I want to know. I want to know, like, what are some of the more ridiculous things that the average guest might not think takes place, but does?
Oh, goodness.
Well, I know you have the chapter Disgusting Things, so...
Yes, that's important for people to know, is we kind of corral all the really disgusting stuff into one chapter so that you're forewarned ahead of time. You don't have to worry that this book's going to gross you out on every page. But, yeah, you know, there's... People bring their service animals, and, You know, there's other animals that live at the park, and there's just all kinds of stuff. You know, sometimes I would be going through a flower bed at night, you know, picking out the landscape areas, making sure they're clean, and I would see something moving, and I'd be like, what is that? And I'm like, that's a really strange-looking rat, and I'm like, oh, it's a possum. You know, I mean, just stuff like that, where it's like, I didn't know we had possums here.
Well, so what's the, because I know you have the, I mean, your opening line in the chapter about the restrooms is interesting enough. And I want, you know, I have to know, I mean, did you find some of this, all these things that you mentioned there? I mean, you talk about kids potty training, you cash, possibly things like that. What were some of the more interesting things that you found walking into like a restroom at Disneyland?
I don't know if you want to hear this, but
well, I mean, yeah, it's in the book. It's part of your story. Let us know.
Okay. Well, some of the things that we would find coming in would be people that wanted to finger paint, not with paint.
Oh, no!
Sorry,
that's amazing.
No, that's great. No, this you can talk on this show. We're not it's not just a PG show.
People would put graffiti on things, and, you know, often the graffiti was, it took us a shorter time to wipe the graffiti off than it took for them to put it there in the first place. So it's kind of a waste of their time.
Yeah. Well, because honestly, I mean, the fact is, I mean, man, I have never had a problem using a Disney restroom. I mean, I feel...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I have a ton of really good Disney restroom story. I
you
feel like
found
most of
stuff?
My story,
see, I don't find stuff in
not
there.
Not, like, found weird things. I mean, obviously, there's always the foreign people who don't understand closing the stall.
Well, so yeah. There's always
that. Which I'm sure you guys cleaning the restroom saw that a number of times. You know, that...
Yeah, different customs.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, that's
people,
just...
Yeah. There's different customs that people have. I was just happy sometimes they made it to the restroom.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to say, I've heard from, there was someone I talked to who worked at the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playground who said basically on a daily basis they found fecal matter. So I'm not terribly surprised.
Well, it's you know, you've got thousands of people coming through, and a lot of them are little kids who are, you know, still in diapers or whatever, you know, things like that. So, yeah, it's all part of the job.
And I never thought about the animals, that they leave just as much of a mess with the people.
Well, there's horses on Main Street, and sometimes there's, you know, people with their service animals, and, you know, there can be animals brought in for a special event. There's a big story in the book about an event that was at Disneyland called Circus Fantasy.
Oh, wow.
And an elephant in a parade. And you can imagine where that's going. So, but most of the job really was just interacting with guests and helping guests, not necessarily cleaning itself, but just, you know, helping people find what they needed and answering questions.
How is the interaction with guests? Was that a fun part of the job for you?
Lynn?
Yeah, I enjoyed meeting people from all over the world. That was fun.
Now, did you try to make like that experience special for the guests? I mean, even you know,
did you do the water art?
Yeah, did you do something like that? Yeah, the water art's great.
The water art came after we left.
What years were you active, both of you?
I started in 1990, okay. And I left after 15 years and 2 days. So I left in 2005, and Lynn, you joined in 1998.
Yeah. Left in 2007.
Okay.
So that was a time a lot of change. You know, when I hired in, it was still the original park management was in place. You know, the old school people who had been running the place from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then they all retired, and there was a management change. And, you know, we go into that in the book and just how, you know, a lot of things changed. It went from being just one theme park there at Disneyland to being two theme parks and the hotels and becoming a resort.
And I'm sure that's real interesting going through the Pressler and Harris years. I know we've talked about that.
Oh, yeah. We definitely have our opinions about those years.
Yeah. And fecal matter comes to mind again, doesn't it? Anyway.
So what about this chapter about keeping yourself entertained while cleaning the kingdom? You mean, You mean there was some? Did you have some downtime? Did you have to? You know, what did you do? Like, was there always something to do, or was there sometimes where you're just kind of wandering around, interacting with guests or backstage?
Oh gosh, we had a lot of pranking going on. We would go. Lynn and I would both go exploring. You know, yeah. We'd go because we were both big fans of the place and how it was put together. So we would go exploring in the areas that we hadn't explored before, and whether we were supposed to or not. And if anybody asked, you know, what are you doing here? It's like, oh, I'm checking the restroom.
Yeah.
All right. You know, we have to take a hard break right here at the top of the hour. I do have a couple more questions. I just want to also have you talk about a little bit more what's in the book and all that. So if you guys don't mind holding on for just a couple of minutes, sure. We're talking to Lynn and Ken. They're the authors of the book Cleaning the Kingdom. We'll tell you where you get a little bit more about the book when we return. Also, next hour, we have the match game.
First time on video.
Yeah. And I don't, if you don't mind holding a little bit, you definitely want to secure your spot as a contestant, you could actually call us right now, 407-774-8255. It'll be a little bit of a hold, but we can get you on as a contestant for the match game when we return here on WDW News Tonight. Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. Tom, during the break, you know, you were in here doing the little maze.
I did the maze. We didn't put it up on the main screen, but if you looked in the bottom, you could see me
doing the little maze.
It took like 2 seconds.
Yeah, you did good. Now, I noticed in this book, Tom, I spent all day coming up with match game questions.
Yeah.
They're right here.
Do they really have match game questions?
Four across. Be courteous. Try not to blank the guest in front of you. That could have been a match game question.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's a good match game question. I might use some match game questions out of the crossword puzzle.
Good. Keep those for tiebreakers, and we'll see.
Maybe, that's good stuff.
Maybe that's a thing. All right.
It's good
stuff. Let's get back to our guests. Let's make sure everybody knows where they can get the book and everything. But I know you have like two more questions.
Yeah, no problem. We have on the line with us Lynn and Ken. They're the authors of Keeping the Kingdom Clean Cleaning the Kingdom.
Nick's not good with names.
My trademark thing. I get names wrong. Guys, I just wanted to talk a little bit about I actually forgot. While I think of my question, go ahead and tell us a little bit about what is in the book. Because I see a lot of it is themed towards like the differences between the lands and things like that at Disneyland. And what kind of stories? What will people find in this book?
Well, it's all about our experiences there, as well as explaining how the Disneyland custodial team does what it does, because it was the untold story. We thought 60 years was long enough for the story to go untold. Everybody talks about how clean the place is. Well, how is it achieved? So we describe that, and we describe our own experiences, kind of like our own memoirs. So, they're going to find all kinds of stuff in there, you know, zany madcap adventures. We take people to the top of the Matterhorn and to the bottom of the rivers of America and everywhere in between.
I actually thought of what I was going to ask you before. You talked about exploring different parts of Disneyland. I mean, was that really a cool perk of the job? I mean, did you get as a fan of like maybe the history of Disneyland? Was it cool to be able to explore these little nooks and crannies that maybe not all the guests can get into, or did that take away a little bit?
Well, I think it enhanced.
As
a fan already, I thought it enhanced it. I mean, we would also get to walk through the attractions at night, just to pick up trash, and it was kind of neat to see some of the effects up close and realize that it wasn't as fancy as I realized, but it still really looked good.
Now, I have no idea if the Statue of Limitations has passed on this. Do you have any cool souvenirs that maybe you found?
Well, they would give us stuff all the time, of course. We would never take anything.
No. Stuff they gave you. Cool souvenirs.
Disney has a policy that even if it's in the trash, you can't take it.
Mm.
So even if they have thrown it away and it's going to go to the landfill, you can't take it.
And that's where Theme Park Connection comes in.
I'm not going to name names, but I know somebody who ended up with one of those like Matterhorn popcorn turner things, and that is a prized possession of that because that was given to her apparently.
Huh.
Yeah. That's a good
I think
one.
I know who you're talking about. But all right.
Good one. Yeah. So, all right, now, did you ever get, was there ever a point where you were just like, and you weren't obviously allowed to probably show it on stage, but were you ever really upset? Like, was there ever a guest that you just really got upset at? Did you ever, like, follow a guest around because they were just, like, leaving trash all over the place?
Other than Paul Pressler and Cynthia Harris, of course.
Well, there were guests who would argue with us. Like, we're in the middle of a cleanup for, you know, like, Fantasmic, and we've got a limited amount of time to clean up before the next crowd is going to descend. And, you know, they would be arguing with us, and it's like, look, dude, I'm trying to clean up this space so you don't sit in this, you don't sit in a pile of trash.
Yeah.
And that would be irritating. But, you know, mainly it was when somebody was somebody was bothering another guest. That was, you know, because we want everybody to have a good time, and we don't want people to, to rain on someone else's parade.
Now, I personally have this feeling when I'm walking through the park, like, I can't litter there. Like, I can't. Like, it's just, it's not within me. I have to throw stuff in a trash can. And I know not everybody's like this, but do you find that the atmosphere of being at Disneyland changes people a little bit and takes that litter bug out of them a little bit? I mean, I know it happens, but do you notice that, or is it just a mess and we don't notice it because you guys do such a good job?
Well, cleanliness breeds cleanliness. That was part of the philosophy, was keep it clean and people will respect it. And that was true. You know, if things got messy, it would kind of multiply. So keep it clean. If it's clean, polish it. You know, if it's polished, keep it that way. And that was kind of the mantra of Chuck Boyajian, who founded Disneyland Custodial. And from there, all the other Disney Park custodial departments emanate.
Okay, well, we're quickly running out of time here. So, guys, if you could please let everybody know where exactly they can pick up the book.
The best place to get it is at our website, thesweetspot.com, and you can get autographed copies, and I will mail them out as soon as I get the order. You can also get it on Amazon and Kindle and Nook.
But if you get it on Amazon, you're probably not going to get an autographed copy. So get it from thesweetspot.com, and you'll get an autographed copy.
All right. Well, guys, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for your time. It's a cool book, and we definitely appreciate the stories.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
So I lost Wi-Fi in here, so I am no longer on.
Yeah, I think the internet went out here, so we're gonna take care of that.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We will try to figure that out. Looks like the internet might have gone out in the building or something like that, or the Wi-Fi just in general. So
we're gonna go figure that.
We'll get that sorted out. You are listening to WDW News Tonight here on 1520 WBZW and online at listen.wdwnt.com. We'll be back with the match game and much more.
And we're back on WDW News Tonight. It's hour number two. Nick, are we still waiting on callers? Is that a thing?
No, we actually have have two contestants, but with all that fury, I think we're good.
For those unaware, what just happened, we lost Wi-Fi in the building, which is how I was connected. But we're back now. Nick is not going to have a webcam, at least for a little bit, if not the rest of the show. We'll see how that goes. We'll have a match game regardless, because you'll see all those beautiful people.
I don't think
the word beautiful very loosely. Beautiful people down at the bottom are going to be joining us as well. But before we get to that, I want to do some quick housekeeping for next week. Those of you out in the chat, we decided to make things a little more interactive next week. We don't really know what we're doing next week, so you can help decide. Oh, look at Dipper. That's cool. Anyway, you can decide on stuff for next week. So we need to know, I want to make next week's show kind of Animal Kingdom related. It's Earth Day week or Earth week or something marketable of that nature. So next week you can decide on a Animal Kingdom discussion, a Animal Kingdom related flashback to the future you'd like to hear. And Nick and I are going to come up with some sort of Animal Kingdom related game for next week. No pressure, Nick. But those of you in the chat, if you have ideas, pitch them right now. A Animal Kingdom related discussion and an Animal Kingdom perhaps related flashback to the future for next week while Nick is preparing the match game. We'll take your suggestions now. Chris is pretending he's a rabbit. Jason's actually on the set for match game somehow. That or it's the Confederate flag. I don't know. Jason and I are going to fight at some point, apparently. Oh, I can't hear them. Or anybody. My sound is out. That's great. Hey, Nick, I can't hear anybody.
Sorry, I forgot our contestants' names.
Yeah, I can't hear anybody in there.
You should be able to now. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Nick.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I couldn't hear anybody. What were you saying, Jason? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying that, yeah, no, this is not the Confederate flag.
Okay, it's the match game. It's a poorly, it's a poorly, like, you can see, look at the top. There's, like, the seam where the person just decided, like, I'm not remaking another X-Men.
It's the only thing I could find.
Yeah, that's amazing. Right. I totally thought that was the Confederate
Your
flag.
Your double Confederate flag will fly this week. Anyway, oh, this show. Beastly Kingdom flashback next week? All right, fine. You get it. Flashback on Beastly Kingdom next week. Did we get a good one for the discussion next week? I don't know if we did.
By the way, Tom,
whole thing on Avatar next week.
While you're looking into the chat, I want to let people know that WDW News Tonight is brought to you by Magical Travel. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next trip to Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or aboard the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, you can awaken summer and save up to 30% on rooms at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels for stays most nights, June 12th through August 25th, 2016, when you book by June 10th, 2016. And you get the exclusive Awaken Summer BB-8 graphic magic bag. And if you get multiples, you give them to Tom and I. When you upgrade to a room and a theme park package, for more information on this special offer and many more, visit magicaltravel.com and book your next Disney trip today.
There you go. So, yeah, we'll do flashback on Beastly Kingdom. We'll take a look at that project next week. Spend a little time on that. No one had an idea for a discussion. How about illustrious panel? What do you want to talk about next week? Do you have any ideas? Anyone want to pitch anything? No. No one has any ideas. Great. Or I can't hear Jason again, probably.
We'll come up with something.
Yeah, we'll
talk about the wage gender gap. How about that?
Oh. What?
No.
Animal Kingdom rolling.
You ready?
How about poop brownies?
We could.
Remember when we did the taxes for this year and we deducted poop brownies? Do you remember that, Jason? Anyway.
The receipt, yes.
All right, we still need someone for the second game. We got two contestants for the first game, but if you want to be in the second game, you can call us 407-774-8255. And without further ado,
it's time to match the stars on the Big Money Star-Studded WWNT The Match Game. First ever video edition. I'm sure this will go great. Hopefully everybody has paper and a pen. Oh, Chris is ready. Connor, you're still muted, by the way.
I've got paper and a Sharpie.
How muted is he?
Very muted.
Actually, we don't really care that he's muted because he's got paper and a pen.
Okay. So let me introduce the stars down there. We got Chris Straps. Say hello. There you go. Connor Perzicki's down there. All the old DLNT people came out today. There's Connor. David Smith.
Hey, everybody.
He wrote his name. Jason Diffendahl, who's got the double Confederate flag. And Patrick Hackett, who's... We can't hear.
Yay, we can't hear him.
No one can hear you, Patrick.
No one can hear Patrick.
And there was much rejoicing.
This is going. This is going.
As long as Patrick's got a pen and paper, that's all we
this
need.
This is going so well already. All right.
I feel like my camera's going backwards, isn't it? Like, I can't...
No, I think that's right, Connor.
What?
That looks good.
Oh, my screen's on. Never mind.
Yeah, it'll be backwards to you, but it's apparently the correct way for everybody else. It's weird.
Oh, Mac.
It's not Mac. It's this Google Hangout thing. Always fun. Nick, are we ready? Are we ready to play
good
this
female
game?
Female representation tonight. Yay. Yeah.
As usual. Well, Nick made the only female quit already, so that's where we are in this process.
Did she really quit?
Goodbye.
She quit in the middle of the show last week. I was making jokes the second hour about it.
No, she
I left
the pen
again.
She always leaves at 10 o'clock, though.
Yeah, but she typed in she's not coming back.
Yeah, she said she wasn't coming back. And lo and behold, she did not. So
she said she would record her lines for us, though. Not even recorded lines?
Yeah, we're looking for live.
We want a live announcer. This is a whole new show, man.
She did text me because she was shared it on the show notes, and she says,
"That's right.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there." I'm like, yeah, no.
We're the worst. It's because we made fun of the Disney food blog.
Probably.
She's an avid Disney food blog. And the hate mail, you're going to have so much material for Who Hates Tom now next week, by the way. But we should play a game. Do we have contestants?
Yes, we do. And let's bring on our contestants and introduce them. First off, right here, we have Matt on the line. Good evening, Matt.
Hello.
Matt, where are you calling in from today?
Rochester, New York.
Rochester, New York. All right. Very good. And we thank you for playing the match game with us today. And you're going to be our first contestant up. And okay. Tom, why don't you? You're better at this. Can you go over the rules a little bit for us, just in case they haven't played this before.
Why do we not have the other contestant? Where's the other?
You want to talk to both of them right now?
Yeah, they're both playing this game.
I can do that. I can bring them on. Hey,
we've
Sam.
We've never done this.
We've done this many times. New and improved. Hey, Sam. How you doing tonight?
Good evening. Very good.
Let me guess. You're calling from Chicago.
Pretty beautiful. Yep.
That is the city beautiful.
No, this is the city beautiful.
What?
Orlando.
Well, that's the thing they do before the White Sox game. They have Hawk come on. You know, the city beautiful, Chicago, Illinois. No,
this is the city beautiful. Do you even have a soccer team in Chicago? We have a soccer team.
They're the Fire.
The fire.
No, okay.
Wow.
Well, never mind then.
And they perform in front of a capacity crowd of 12 people every game. It's fantastic.
Well, we had 14, so take that. All right.
Apparently, we have some fans here on the staff.
Well, they're a team named after a disaster that wiped out half the city.
Oh. Was that with the cow? No, that was Boston. Boston.
No,
that's
Chicago.
No, it's the cow. Larry.
Is it Chicago?
This is O'Leary's cow.
Oh yeah. Yep. It's the cow.
Hi. Hi, Patrick.
Like oh, hey.
So let's have the audience vote now. What would be more interesting, this or Nick coloring? What? I'm not sure at this point. All right, so match game.
Yes.
Since I'm the host, no, I'm not, but I'll explain the rules anyway.
You're better at it.
Yeah, I know.
Not going to deny that.
A lot of things I'm better at. But the way it works is we have this panel of six, and you're going to try and match them. So Nick is going to give you a statement with a blank in it. You're going to fill the blank with a question you think will match the most of our illustrious panel. The most matches win. So your idea is you want to match as many of the six of us, our answer as possible. So Nick will give you, again, a statement with a blank. Give us an answer. Try to match everybody.
That's
how
correct.
We go. You're going to try and get to six first. Never really happens. But so based on that, whoever has the most matches at the end of how many questions you have for everyone, Nick?
Each person will get two questions.
Each person will get two questions. Whoever has the most matches at the end of the two rounds will go on to play in the Super Match. What we're playing for tonight from Theme Park Connection, we have more of those Haunted Mansion variant cover comic books, which are sold out.
That's cool. That's a good prize.
A couple more. So, yeah, it is a good prize.
I like that. Yes. All right. So, we ready to start? Here we go. We're going to have Matt on Matt up first. So, this is going to be your question, but we're going to ask this.
Well, he gets to pick A or B.
Oh, he does. Good call. Good call. Now, I'll try a little A and a B next to my two questions here. All right, Matt, you're up first. Would you like question A or question B?
You lose, Matt.
Matt?
You're muted.
Yep.
All right. Hey, question A or question B?
Question B.
Question B. All right. Here we go. Rivers of Light is so far behind schedule.
How far
behind schedule is it? it.
Rivers of Light is so far behind schedule that to save time and money, instead of building brand new floats to use during the show, they just repurposed the blanks.
Did you repeat that?
Yeah. Rivers of Light is so far behind schedule that to save time and money, instead of building brand new floats to use during the show, they just repurposed the blanks.
It's fun you actually get to write it out.
Yeah. So you guys gonna, I guess you're gonna hold those up to the camera so everybody can see? That's pretty good. Okay. All right, so is everybody has it written down? Believe?
No.
Everybody's
no. Connor's not done.
Everybody seemed to be looking at me.
We what? Can't see you, Nick.
Yeah, we're definitely not looking at you.
I love that Nick has a screen with everyone staring at him, but no webcam functioning. And everyone's don't wave to your webcam. No one can see you.
All right, so everybody good?
We're good.
All right. All right, Matt, so Rivers of Light is so far behind schedule that to save time and money, instead of building brand new floats to use during the show, they just repurposed the blank.
They repurposed the electrical water pageant.
Ooh.
I actually made that joke on Twitter last night. we were standing at the monorail, and it starts up, and I started screaming, "It's Rivers of Light!"
Oh, my God.
I must have missed that.
Oh, I was in a bad mood anyway.
Well, that is a good answer. Hopefully someone's got that. All right, so let's start off with we'll start off with Tom.
Oh, no one's gonna have this one, but I said the Luminaria barges. Remember that show, everybody?
No.
Yes.
Nope. All right, let's. Connor.
I said the Tapestry of Nations floats.
Oh, nope.
Your handwriting's so bad. There was like, why were some letters in the middle capitalized and some not? Are you writing for Match Game or is it a random note?
It's coloring.
It is. Yeah. All right, Chris.
I said the Coke float.
Oh boy! So no matches. Do we have noise? We have sound effects.
We do. There you go. Jason.
So I was very close. I said the Spectromagic junk.
I like that Jason has the. Today's secret word paper from Pee-wee's Playhouse. It's like a receipt. Did Conky print that out for you, Jason?
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Yes.
Hey, David.
All right. I said Lights of Winter.
That's a good one.
Oh, another good one.
That's a good one. Another match, Patrick.
I matched Jason.
Oh. What a tease.
Everyone got so excited.
That was a big letdown, man.
Yeah, Spectra's good. I think Electro Water Pattern was probably the definitive answer.
That was a good answer, too.
Yeah.
Good answer.
It was a really good answer, but no matches. Sorry, Matt. Let's bring on Sam now. All right. So, Sam, you get our other question here. Here we go. All right. Ready, panelists? Zootopia really brought out all kinds of moviegoers. In fact, when I went to see it the other day, a blank sat next to me.
Oh, no.
Oh. Zootopia, yeah, good movie. Really brought out all kinds of moviegoers. Now, when I went the other day, a blank sat next to me. All right, having fun tonight. Hopefully everyone saw Zootopia. Good stuff. Excited for Jungle Book this weekend.
Got my tickets for Thursday night.
Good reviews.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still at 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was for a while.
No, it dropped down.
What is it down to now?
I saw it at 98, but that was earlier this morning.
It's still good.
Right, 92.
Anybody still writing? No? All right. All right.
Did everyone actually just put a legitimate answer? Let's find out.
I don't know. We'll find out. All right, Sam, we're going to bring you on here. Sam, your question. Zootopia really brought out all kinds of moviegoers. In fact, when I went to see it the other day, a blank sat next to me.
A furry.
A furry. All right. Let's see if we got any matches here. We're going to start off with Chris. Chris, what'd you put down?
Boom. Furry.
Ah, nice.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, wow. No, put that down. That's enough.
Put down. Jason.
I said a carnivore.
Nope.
David, let's see if we got a match.
No, not here. Universal fanboy.
Oh, what?
Wow.
I don't know.
All right, Patrick.
Furry!
Nice. What was that? That's a weird correct answer.
All right. Not match game, but I'll take it based on the way the rest of this show has gone.
Excellent. All right. What'd you give us here?
I said furry.
He said furry. All right. Oh. Three matches.
That's like a record.
It could be. All right, Connor, can we make it four?
I said a bear. I don't know. A bear.
And bear where?
I don't know.
Bear. All right, well, round one there. Sam, you got three matches.
Wow.
Very good.
It's going to be tough to beat if history is any indication.
Yeah. All right.
Based on the 400 other games we've played where no one scored that high. Yeah.
After like four rounds.
Yeah, that's true. We played a lot more rounds.
That is good. The history of the game. All right, so it's 3-0, and Sam, it's your turn to pick us a question. Would you like, in the second round here, would you like question A or question B?
A's been good to me.
A has been good to you, so let's go with it. All right, here we go. Panelists, the question here is, Soarin' Around the World is coming soon to Disney Parks a little bit later this year. You know, I heard when guests virtually fly over Shanghai, they will see blank.
So me, Tom, and Patrick don't play, correct?
Yes, because you got matches on Sam, correct.
Well, we could still write answers, they just don't count. I'm going to still write an answer.
All right, so the question again, Soarin' Around the World, coming soon to Disney Parks a little bit later this year. I heard when guests virtually fly over Shanghai, they will see blank. Oh, look at that, match cam. Is that always there?
No.
I like it.
I just put it there.
Good stuff.
Jason knows technology.
Sort of.
That's from the 80s version of Match Game.
Well, hey, this is the 10s version.
All right, anybody still writing?
Nope.
Doesn't look like it. All right, here we go. All right, Sam, what do you think? Soarin' Around the World coming to Disney Parks later this year. I heard when guests virtually fly over Shanghai, they will see blank.
Disney stockholders panicking.
Good answer.
That is a good answer. Disney stockholders. All right, well, let's see if we got any matches. Let's start with Jason.
Oh, I got to go back. I said...
Yeah, don't do that. Just leave us.
Nothing due to the smog.
No match there. Let's see if we get one out of David.
See, Chris would have said smog also.
I said construction vehicles.
Construction vehicles. All right, and Connor. Connor, what'd you have?
I said Panda Express.
For the record, yeah. I said... we can put me up. I said Bob Iger sweating, and then I drew two sweatbands.
I think that would have been a match.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. All right, Chris, what'd you got? You put that one?
I had smog.
Smog. And Patrick?
Patrick, what'd you?
I had Smaug the dragon, and I tried to drag the dragon.
No. He drew the dragon.
All right. No matches there, Sam. But,
someone in the chat said I wrote Michelle Wargo because that's how far away Nick scared her.
Good answer.
That's fantastic. Yeah, he gave them a point.
Love it.
All right.
The chat is now in second place.
All right. Well, here we go, Matt. You need three matches here. Tough hill to climb, but if anyone can do it, I know Matt can. All right, so here we go. Here is Matt's question, panelists. As WDWNT reported, Tower of Terror.
How did they report it?
WDWNT reported it so well. Tower of Terror Hollywood Studios will have a bar built in the gift shop area. I for one, am excited. I can't wait to buy a drink in a blank-shaped souvenir cup. As reported by WWNT, Tower of Terror Hollywood Studios will have a bar built in the gift shop area. I, for one, very, very excited, because I can't wait to buy a drink in a blank-shaped souvenir cup. Excited for some drinks. Excited for new cups. Good stuff there. And does everybody have their answer in? It looks like everybody's done writing. All right. All right. Here we go. All right, Matt. Let's see if we could do it. WWNT reported Tower of Terror Hollywood Studios will have a bar built in the gift shop area. I can't wait to buy a drink in a blank-shaped souvenir cup.
This is a tough one. I'll go with Suitcase.
Okay. Reasonable. I like it. Let's see if we can find you a match out of here. Let's start with Patrick.
I said elevator.
Elevator.
That probably would have been the definitive answer, yeah.
All right. Can't get a match there. Tom?
Because Nick read the question, I wrote a little girl. What? There's the girl in the elevator.
Yeah, I almost went with little girl.
What? I don't know what that's insinuating, but it's probably not good. Oh. Wow.
Nick's so offended.
I wish we had a camera.
It's too bad we can't get Nick on video.
I know. I'm more shocked that you know that about me.
How offended is he?
Very.
All right, Connor.
I said a bellhop cap.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
No match, though. Let's see. You need three straight matches here. Let's see if we got it. Chris?
I almost wrote elevator shaft because you know why. But I went with bellhop hat instead.
Ooh. Oh, hey! A bellhop hat.
All right, Jason?
I went with lightning.
Lightning.
So whenever anyone says the word lightning, scream real loud.
Lightning!
Sorry.
So stupid.
I wish I had the Pee Wee's Playhouse sound effects. Next time. David, get him at least one match. Come on.
Sorry, but Chris, I did say elevator shaft.
And with a drawing.
What did you draw? Never mind.
You drew a shaft.
A shaft?
A shaft.
Oh, boy.
Can you dig it? Anyway.
Wow. Sorry, Matt. No matches. Sam's going to be walk away with that Haunted Mansion variant cover comic book. And they're courtesy of Theme Park Connection. Guys, thank you for playing tonight. We appreciate it. Sam, hold on the line. We'll get your info. We'll send that out to you. And Matt, have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I'm going to go ahead and get, I got the phone numbers of our other contestants. I'm going to go ahead and get them on the line. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that wonderful place, Theme Park Connection?
Well, Theme Park Connection is right near OBT. Anyway, Theme Park Connection is a wonderful, wonderful store, which you don't even have to come to Orlando to shop at. They are available at themeparkconnection.com. You can access their online store there. They also have an eBay store, which is wonderful as well, and has hundreds of great items for auction each and every week. And as well, you can visit them in Florida if you want to. They're located right near the Florida Mall. It is a giant 16,000-square-foot warehouse. Really, really wonderful. If you're a Disney fan, you are sure to find something in your budget and to your liking there at Theme Park Connection. Again, visit them online at themeparkconnection.com. Disneyhadimreport.com. They buy, sell, and trade Disney and pop culture collectibles. And Nick's still working on the line. I want to get a quick review while Nick's setting that up. Chris and Connor, you've both been to California Food and Wine. What do you think? Or the,
it's good.
I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, it's a step up from where it was 6 years ago when I left. I think if you're going for a Epcot Food and Wine experience, it's much more minimal compared to that. But I think this is just a test year to see what sort of demand there is, and I think the demand is high. So I think in the years to come, we're going to see a much closer to Epcot sort of experience because there's a lot of room for them to expand. My wife and I were very pleased with the selection of food and wine that was available. A lot of good stuff, and we're ready to go back. So I think it's going to be back to stay for many more weekends and much bigger.
Good. Yeah, I hope so. I like what I saw, and I like the stuff they're doing at the counter service. Each counter service like has a specialty item, yeah, too. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, we got old favorites back, like the mini bread bowl with the cheddar cheese soup, which has always been a favorite of the California Festival.
I've been yelling about that bread bowl.
I know. I love it so much. I missed it. I missed it from day one when they announced we weren't doing it anymore. But, yeah, the food, everything I had was really good. Nothing really like threw me the wrong way. So I'm really pleased. I hope it's here to stay for years to come.
I think it is. But anyway, Nick, are we ready to roll with the...
We sure are.
Are we not doing Super Match?
There's no time. We're running.
Yeah, we really are.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know. No super match. Yeah.
Super match.
Next time.
Da, 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 da. All right, let's bring our two contestants. First of all, we do have John calling in. John, good evening.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John, where are you calling from?
Fort Myers, Florida.
Fort Myers, Florida. Nice. Did you go to any spring training baseball games down there?
I haven't made any yet, no.
I love going down to Fort Myers for some games. It's a lot of fun. But so welcome to the show. We appreciate you playing match game with us tonight. We also have a fan favorite contestant, Gabe, on the line as well. So we have two Florida contestants, two South Florida contestants.
So they'll get all the OBT jokes.
They will.
We couldn't even get a female contestant.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry, guys.
Nope, Nick scared them all away.
All right, we're gonna bring John on first to play. So John, do you know the rules?
Yeah, I was just listening to the last round.
Excellent, okay. Very good. All right, so you're gonna be up first. You're gonna pick question A or question B.
B, please.
All right, question B. Here we go. You guys know there's a Run Disney event this weekend. Star Wars.
I'm not allowed to say what I call them.
You know those Run Disney. Those Run Disney event participants, they're a strange bunch.
How strange are they?
they're so strange. You know, they keep their medals on for so long. I hear they even don't do it.
Start the question over because everyone interrupted you 47 times.
I know.
How many times did we interrupt
you? So many. All right, here we go. Reset. All right, those are Disney event participants. They're a strange bunch. They always keep their medals on for so long. I hear they even wore them to blank. Run Disney event participants. Crazy, crazy bunch. I'm one of them. I think I'm one of the saner ones, right, Tom? Maybe?
Yeah.
They always keep their medals on for so long. I hear they even wore them to blank.
It's cool, Nick. I joined the club, too.
Yeah, it is cool.
It's weird.
I think I still have my medals on from 3 years ago.
Okay, that's weird.
All right, guys. Anyone else still writing?
I'm almost done.
You're almost done. Oh,
all right, I'm good.
Tom's writing a little novella there.
It's a big one, yeah.
It is. All right, here we go. Let's see what we can do for John here. John, those Run Disney event participants, really strange bunch. They always keep their medals on for so long. Here, they even wore them to blank.
I'm going to go with the Avatar soft opening.
I like that.
That's a good answer.
It's a really good answer.
I didn't think of it.
All right, guys. So we're going to start things off. Let's start with Chris this time. Chris, let's see if we got a match.
I kept it simple, and I might have or might not have, but I wore them to bed.
To bed.
Not... That's what I thought was going to be the easy answer. Yeah.
I did my first one. My first one 5 years ago. Wore it
did
to bed.
Did you really?
Well, okay. I wore it while I got into bed, then I took it off and put it next to my pillow.
So you slept with your metal.
I did a half
and
marathon.
And then the toaster. Anyway,
I was really excited. All right, Jason.
So I said the shower.
I thought shower.
Yeah, didn't do that. I did wear it to work the next day.
Oh, all right. Man.
All right, David.
So I know what those races cost. So they wore it to Disney After Dark.
Not a match. All right, Patrick.
I went with the old 70s standby, make whoopee.
Clang, 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 clang.
Especially if you both have them on and you both did the challenges.
All right.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Tom,
clang,
you
clang.
You know the kids' races are rubber. Tom?
Oh, boy. You know,
wow.
Based on what we do on this show on a weekly basis, I said, the opening of Pandora, the world of Avatar!
Yeah! Wow. Good job!
It's a match! Wow.
Good job. That is a match. Let's see if we get you two matches. Connor?
I did match Chris.
He drew the bed.
Like my son. Thank you, Michael. That's a medal.
Bed. Let's clarify that's a medal. It's around his neck.
Oh, boy.
This is such a bad idea. All right.
The video or the show or match game?
Everything. I meant starting the website.
All
but
right,
anyway.
Let's bring Gabe on. Gabe, all right, here is your match game question. Here you go, panelists. Disney, they're now offering preferred parking. You know, for an extra $15, you can park closer to the entrance. Next thing you know, they'll be charging guests to use the preferred blank.
Adventureland.
Gotta wait for the panelists. Disney is now offering preferred parking. For an extra $15, you can park closer to the entrance. Next thing you know, they'll be charging guests to use the preferred blank. Let's see. I wonder where Gabe's mind was going with that. We may never know.
I know where mine went, and it can't be on radio.
That's what I'm afraid of. All right. Looks like Tom's still writing.
I'm
good. Good? Connor, good? Everybody good?
It's leaking all over my...
All right. Here we go. All right, Gabe. Now we could hear your answer. Next thing you know, they'll be charging guests to use the preferred blank.
Okay, so in true old episode of WDWNT fashion, I had to go with an inside joke that I still don't understand, the Adventureland Companion Restrooms.
Okay.
Wow.
No, it's always good to go. It's good to go with the inside jokes because a lot of times they use them. Let's see if anyone came up with that here. We're going to start off with Jason.
Well, I said the... Toilet!
We're giving it. All right, let's see if we got more. David?
I said the preferred metal detectors.
Oh.
Oh. Nice. Patrick?
I went with potty.
Yeah!
Woo!
Very good. Tom?
Sometimes it's a good idea to go with the inside jokes because I like to beat those to death. So I said the companion. So let me explain.
Game those, Tom.
I used to go use the companion restrooms if no one was in them. So everybody thought it was so funny. I don't even use them anymore because everybody was such a jerk about it. But anyway.
That's three matches.
Anyway, there you go. Tom's feelings.
Connor. Yep.
I said restroom.
Nice. Four.
That must be a WDWNT record. No one's matched like more than two ever.
Might be. Let's see if we can go for five. Chris?
I mean, I wish I would have said Adventureland Companion Restroom to make it five, but I just said restroom.
We're giving it. We're giving
five
it
anyway.
That is five. Very good, Gabe.
Wow. Oh my gosh,
that's a record because I don't think we've ever even had five people
We've never even had five listeners.
Call 911. You might be having a stroke. So I mean, this is amazing.
It's more than our combined total ever.
It's true.
That's good stuff. All right, Gabe. Let's see if you could add to that total. Choose from question A or B.
I'm going to stick with A.
All right, A. Here we go, panelists. The new tag shop at Disney Springs is great. They have all the park-themed travel accessories a Disney fan could want. You know, I think the most unique item is the blank-themed travel electric toothbrush. The tag shop, wonderful, wonderful place. You know, they have a lot of travel accessories, anything the Disney fan could want. But, you know, I think that that most unique item is definitely the blank-themed travel electric toothbrush. Use that puppy anywhere. Planes? Trains? Companion restroom?
It's only David counts in this round, right?
What's that? Oh, yeah, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. You're right.
But the rest of us can write answers.
David's the only one who actually counts. And David, do you have your answer?
I do.
All right, good. All right, let's see if we can. Let's see if we can give Gabe six. That would be insane. That would be insanity.
Come on, Gabe.
All right, Gabe, what are you going with? The most unique item there in tag is the blank-themed travel electric toothbrush.
I'm going to say the Tom Staggs themed toothbrush.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm sorry, Gabe. You're much more creative. I said the Zootopia toothbrush.
I knew you were fond of Disney executives, so I was thinking. Chris,
that was a good guess.
So you're saying we're saying we're fond enough we want Tom Staggs in our mouth?
The joke was because Tom Staggs has a gap in his teeth. Mm. But anyway. I'm going to show mine anyway. I said, food rocks! High fiber!
That is a good toothbrush. Did everybody else write one, Connor?
Well, first I want to show a tab. Tom Staggs toothbrush looks like this. But I guess little girl.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Did anyone else actually write one?
I did. Jason. I wrote a contemporary themed toothbrush. I'm not really sure.
And
toothbrush shape.
What's Chris got? I can't see Chris's. Magic Band app paper vest. Wow. Patrick, what's Patrick got?
Tron
or John Carter? Tron Carter. Oh boy! Anyway.
Oh boy! All right. All right. So John needs five. John needs five here.
All right, let's
might
do
be
it
insurmountable.
Here.
We'll see. All right, panelists. Here we go. I hope everyone here has seen Star Wars: Force Awakens by now. You know, at the end of the film, Rey finds Luke Skywalker. Spoiler alert there. You know, I heard they actually shot some alternate endings as well, including one where Rey gives Luke a blank instead of a lightsaber.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Not kidding.
Let's see. I can't write the first three things that came to mind.
Great
I mean,
ending.
I can.
Great ending, The Force Awakens. Some alternate endings that were shot that you guys may never see. I don't know. They weren't on the Blu-ray. I heard there was one where Rey gives Luke a blank instead of a lightsaber. All right. Where will our panelists go with this one? We need five matches, guys. See if we can help out John here get his Haunted Mansion variant cover comic book. Tom's still writing there. Sounds good. Sounds good. Everybody seems to be looking up. All right. Here we go. All right, John. This is a big one. It's a big one. The deleted scenes, including one where Rey gives Luke a blank instead of a lightsaber.
Only thing I could think is maybe some Disney stock certificates.
Disney stock certificates. All right.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Certainly does. All right.
The Magic Kingdom guards.
Stock certificates. Let's see if we got any matches. David, we'll go with you first.
Not a good start. I said paternity test.
Patrick, what you got?
I went with tic-tac.
Why did she give him a tic-tac?
Tom, what you got for us?
Well, not the lightsaber, but the other thing that was with it. She gave him the hand.
The hand.
Where's his hand? There was a hand with it. Did you bring it?
Connor. Connor?
I said an Ewok, just because it was a funny image in my head.
It's
like a rabbit.
Love it. All right, Chris.
I said a wet willy.
Willy.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Also something you can get on OBT.
Jason, let's get him at least one match.
I decided to reuse an answer I already had because I know he really needs one, and that is a shower.
No. Plus, he ran out of paper. Let's be honest. All right. Well, Gabe, you crushed it here. Five matches. No one could beat that. So you'll get the Haunted Mansion variant cover comic book courtesy of Theme Park Connection. John, thank you for playing. Definitely call us anytime to play more games here on WDW News Tonight. Guys, we just got a couple minutes left. I want to thank the panel. Guys, thank you for being with us tonight. Appreciate it. Good job, everyone.
He's Dipper. All right. And Jason turned into Theme Park Connect.
That's good stuff. Oh, Tom, another wonderful show in the book. So
I do. I want to come back after we go off and talk about what is it? Bill? What's his name? Bill Davis?
Oh yeah, yeah.
We got something crazy to talk about when we come back. But I guess we gotta end the radio portion.
Yeah, we only got about a minute and a half here. But
minute and a half. Muppet Vision.
So this weekend, I'll be doing the another Run Disney event. It'll be a lot of fun. I can't wait for the Star Wars event. It'll be the inaugural Star Wars half marathon
here.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a lot of fun. So I'll be out there and then running through the parks and doing that again.
This Jungle Book this week. I'm excited about Jungle Book.
Jungle Book, man.
Yeah, we're going tomorrow night.
Yeah, that looks absolutely spectacular. I think I'll go. You know, I don't think I told you, after I ran the marathon this past January, you know what I did after the marathon? I went to go see Star Wars Force Awakens. That's what they did after running the marathon. So I think after
you sat
this
there
one,
with your medal.
So I think maybe this will be the tradition now. After, yes, I did sit in the theater with my medal. No, okay, I didn't. I actually didn't wear my medal into the theater. I thought that was a little much. And I'm over it now. No, look, when you first start doing this, you wear your medals. I'm telling you, Tom, you wear your medals the first one or two times you do this.
Maybe, like, through the park a little bit after, but not, like, a full week later.
I do, a little bit. All right, WDWNT.com. You can head there to read more about a lot of the stuff we talked about tonight. Follow us at WDWNT on Twitter as well.
And remember, kids, the next time you check into a deserted hotel on the dark side of Hollywood, make sure you know just what kind of vacancy you're filling, or you may find yourself a permanent resident of the themed bar.